It's time to grab your book
and your nipples.
Snatch 22 Podcast.
Hello, and welcome to Snatch 22 Podcast, where we read and rail on ridiculous erotica. I'm Croy.
And I'm Tatiana.
And not only do we have a special ass season for y'all, because this season we are doing astrology things, but today we have a special ass guest for y'all. Squanny, take it away.
Hi, so this guest is my cousin, and she's very pretty, and she's a great blogger and YouTuber, and she's also really good at astrology. Megan, take it away.
Thank you for such a glowing introduction. My name is Cosmonaut Meg, and I do stuff on the internet, like YouTube, and I tweet a lot. I tweet a lot.
Where can the peoples find you if they want to check out your goodies?
You can find me on YouTube at the Cosmonaut Variety Hour and on Twitter at Megan's the Worst.
I didn't know that was your name.
It's a very good Twitter handle that I love very much.
You know what? I heard somebody actually saying, just like as a brief aside before we get into things, like I heard somebody once before really strongly arguing, they're like, your Instagram handle and your Twitter handle mean a lot and they really need to be creative and funny. It can't just be your name. And I was like, okay. I don't know.
That's a very strong stance to take.
Does anyone really remember my first email? Because I think it's really important to note.
Oh, Super Soapstar fucking 928 at Yahoo.
Oh my God, I do remember that actually. Jesus.
That I put on professional resumes, everybody.
That's incredible.
Well, Toddy, you know what this means.
What does it mean?
You have to be a soapstar. There's no other choice.
You really set up your destiny for life by doing that, dog.
Can you believe that I was really into soap operas? Like most 60-year-old women.
Yes.
I was like,
are you kidding me? Of course I can believe that.
And like had a deep hatred for Disney Channel stars. Wait a minute. You're right. It was a very intense time in our youth. No, and Christy Carlson Romano, you hated her too.
Oh, you're right. I really did.
You had this really, really personal vendetta against Christy Carlson Romano. And I remember being like, I don't know. I think Even Stevens is a pretty cool show.
I don't really know about it. Christy Carlson, I mean, I wanted to beat her in an alley and wear her skin, but that was only because she got to have this one really great solo line in their Lion King rendition of Circle of Life.
What? What? What did Christy Carlson Romano do to you guys?
she got to sing this part in like the Elton John version where she's like, it's the Wheel of Fortune. And I was like, that bitch, I want that line. So I really hated her.
Megan, I think wow. She's got the Anne Hathaway vibe for certain people where it's like, not anymore. Like, I don't want to be with her now.
Don't want to wear her skin now.
Busy being hot and a mom.
Oh,
she's a hot mom, yeah.
Oh, that's excellent.
I'm really happy for her. Hillary Duff too. Hillary Duff got a dump truck.
She got built for
it. She's got big bank.
Does she have a breakfast?
Talk to Megan to get the scoop on what the kids are saying.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, in this moment, I already feel 100 years old, but I'm very excited.
Love to learn.
Yeah. I'm 26, feeling on 16.
I don't remember going on 100.
Yeah, I'm making my business to know what the TikTok teens are saying, for better or for worse.
I just threw up out of my butt.
Hey, there's probably a kink for that.
So speaking of which, what are we doing today, Croy?
So today we are going to discuss kinks and fetishes and how either, depending on how we fucking feel, and like what astrological sign would each kink be, or which astrological sign is most likely to have which kink. Ooh. Yeah.
I do think we should focus on the sun sign because that's what most people know.
Yes.
And we should also do the Mars, what we think the Mars would be, because that's sex and aggression.
Wait, I already have a 5-page paper on this particular subject. So
you do not.
I have a PowerPoint. I have a PowerPoint presentation and everything.
Shut up.
Okay. In light of recent current events, I'm really passionate about this subject and would like to share my thoughts.
Current events. I can't wait to get the tea, the scalding hot tea.
Sippy, sippy, sippy. Well, okay. So just so people know, like we preface this at the beginning of our astrology episodes, is you will not be left in the dark. We'll explain shit along the way. Like, you know, we'll make it as easy to digest as possible so that you're just not like, what the fuck does any of this mean? So for starters, what is everyone here's sun sign?
I am a Leo.
Boo! I'm just kidding. None of us are in Aries, but like, yeah. We're a bunch of fucking fire suns over here.
It's a fire sign party.
Yeah. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
It's a party.
So I'm a Sagittarius world, if you didn't know.
So we got two Leos and a Sag. Leos are like loud, playful, want to be entertainers. They're giving. They got pride and shit in the way.
Very loyal.
Sagittarians. Very, very, very loyal. And then Sag, like my Squanny, just fucking blunt, justice-y, loud, silly motherfuckers. Silly motherfuckers, but they can run.
Yeah, I was like, I would consider myself a decently loyal person, but I will say Sag as a, like, commodity are not intrinsically loyal. I mean, they're not Geminis, you know. They're on there.
What are you gonna do? No, but you're also drowning in your moon sign.
I'm such a signature Cancer. It's so embarrassing. But we're not going to be talking about as much moons today as we're talking about suns and Mars.
So, yeah. For those who don't know, like, if you ever read a Cosmo article or, like, a newspaper thing that's like, what's my astrology? They're always talking about your sun sign. So it's kind of like a surface look at, like, who you are. Like, general personality, maybe things that some people would be like, oh, well, these are the basis of definition for me or whatever. Yeah. Even though there is tons the fuck more. So... kink number one, I'd be curious to know what y'all would think. Like, who do you think would be most prone to getting off on voyeurism? For those who don't know, voyeurism is like sexual excitement from watching other people when they're naked or having sex and things like that. You could also be getting off on listening to other people, but usually it's like watching other people have sex, not in porn, in real life through a window or some shit.
Pisces.
Ha! Okay.
No, Aries.
Okay,
Aries.
We have a
I feel like Aries is so in charge. They would want to be involved. So tell me why you think, because I'll tell you my thoughts on Pisces, but tell me about Aries.
And okay. Then
tell me, yeah.
So I actually knew an Aries that was into this shit. So that is basically my only, the basis for why I've made this decision. I think because Aries are... they, not that they like to be in charge, but they like to be, like, challenged. Aries love a challenge, and they love, you know, things that they can't have.
So it sounds like cuckolding.
Yeah, like absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Aries are definitely cucks.
Cuckolding, I was going to say, that'll be more specific to their watching their own partner have sex with somebody else, but this is more like sneaky watching sex. So I could see how that would vibe.
Yeah, what was your thought? What's your first opinion on your sun sign of what you think would be good for voyeurism?
Well, no. You threw it on Pisces. I'm curious to hear about Pisces.
Okay. Well, first off, so hear me out. So I've done a lot of research on serial killers, so it's coming up. So all of the Pisces serial killers, like I think it was Richard Ramirez, the ones who like stalked their victims first and would like watch them through windows, like ones who like planned and that stuff, they all had huge Pisces placements.
Ooh, fantasizers.
Yeah, fantasizers. And Pisces in its nature is a dreamer. It loves to fantasize.
Right.
And I wouldn't say it's the most, I mean, I know in the Mars placement, apparently it can be aggressive, but they're not intrinsically aggressive. And I have like a Pisces Lilith, and not that I'm into voyeurism, but I'm definitely more of a dreamer in that way. Like I like fantasizing a lot. So I think that Pisces as a dreamy element would work really well with voyeurism.
Hmm.
Okay. That makes
interesting.
Sense.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I could actually vibe with both of those. Because there's definitely
a difference, or are you taking a side?
I do have a difference. I have a difference because to me, the idea of watching somebody else through a window and being able to feel your own pleasure and stimulate yourself in the privacy of your own world, your body and your mind, to me feels really Aquarian because they're so detached as it is anyway, that they're kind of interested in exploring the things that are outside of themselves and in the world. Like they just get interested, but they like to analyze, but also they feel so privately and logically that I think that them being able to be with their own body and explore their sexuality alone through somebody else would allow them to open up within themselves without feeling jeopardized.
Huh. You know what? I can definitely vibe with that. Like, I've just done so much research where I think I have to stick with my Pisces thought, but I'm really leaning towards the Aquarius thing too, because a lot of Aquarians I know with like the Mars placement are not jealous either. I think Stephen was a jealous, he had an Aquarius Lilith. And he just wasn't a jealous person at all. Like, to a point where it's like, I like a little, it's unhealthy, but I like a little bit of like,
no. Yeah, a little bit of jealousy, just in case you want to feel valued.
Well, honestly, no, she says that and I'm like, oh, stinking fucking Leo. It's like, I know my own son enough to be like, yeah, I get that. It's not great, but I get
absolutely.
It.
No, but it's like, I want that too. Like, at least, and maybe it's the cancer. I don't know. Maybe it's the cancer in me.
I want
to own me a little bit. Like, just like a little, like, have my autonomy, but like, you know, put me in a cage. Like, sometimes, you know, it's fine.
Put me in a sexy cage.
A sexy cage. Yeah.
So, which is why I wasn't super into that aspect. So I can definitely vibe with the Aquarius thing for sure, though. And they're also quirky. So, like, they kind of like,
oh, they're sexual deviants. They're like, I'll try fucking anything. None of it's going to affect me anyway. So let's just do it.
Isn't it good to hear that, Megan, when you know your mom is an Aquarian? Is that really good?
It just makes me want to commit and die.
Seppuku, s'il vous plaît.
Yeah, I'd like to commit Sudoku.
Sudoku! Get us out of here.
Okay, do you want me to pick another one?
Yeah. What we made us a little listy list.
Okay, let me see. I want to know which one I want to do. Oh, okay, a fun one. And this one was actually brought up by a listener of ours, Captain America. Golden showers.
Ah, the
disgusting.
Pee-pee
time. I'd like to shame that kink, for starters. I would just like to take this time to absolutely shame that kink. I think it's awful. I think it's weird. I just, there's nothing about that. Like, there's some kinks where I can be like, you know, I get it. Like, I get it. Like, I get voyeurism. I do. I genuinely am just like, I mean, not for me, but I could see how that'd be sexy. But pee-pee? No. No. Pee-pee.
I don't know.
First of all, it smells.
Unless you don't have a sense of smell.
Well, there we go. So I'm really trying to work around this.
I'll play devil's advocate any day just because I'm like, oh, I can't. I don't want to kink shame. Like, this show has really opened my eyes to, like, things that people are into and, like, why. Because pee is,
I know,
like,
consent. Consent.
Well, not even that, but, like, I see pee, people is like, that's such a super primal thing of, like, claiming property that I see it so much as, like, a control ownership thing. But I'm not into it, but I could see why people at an extreme could be. But I don't want to get peed on. It's just not.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not into it at all. It really grosses me out. But I try to be as like, I just put my water bottle in front of the mic. Can you believe I'd be so cruel? can you believe I would do this to all of us? So I'm definitely not into it at all. It kind of icks me out. But I've never thought about the territorial aspect of it, Croy. So
yeah, I've never considered the territorial aspect. That is definitely not something that I've
crossed my mind. You're animalistic.
Well, I try to get really hard into, like, why. I love psychology, so trying to figure out at the very core, like, why would someone want this? Well, why would they want that? Why would they want that? And then, like, what is the basis of it? And to me, that is ultimate primal ownership of, like, this is my territory. I pee-peed on you. So okay. I wonder – okay, so hear me out. Before we get into the astrology stuff, say you are with somebody that you love deeply for 2 years.
Sure.
They do not want to pee in you. They want to pee on your belly button. They want to pee on your belly button.
My belly button specifically.
They would only pee on your belly button. It's going to be a 10-second stream. And they will.
It's a long stream.
That is a long stream, dog. That is a long stream.
I know. But you're laying on a tarp. It will not get anywhere else other than your stomach and abdomen region, guaranteed. And then afterwards, they will lovingly clean you up and give you a bubble bath. Would you try it for them once?
Yes.
Fine. Fucking fine. Like, here's the thing. You know what? I've thought about this. I don't know if you've ever watched the hit show Girls on HBO. I don't make excuses for Lena Dunham because I think she's a rancid human being. That's a different story. But Girls is actually a pretty good show, and there is an episode where Hannah, the main character, gets peed on by her boyfriend, played by Adam Driver. There's a lot of things that I would do for Adam Driver, and I thought, because he pees on her in the shower, and that's the only time where I've been like, if someone really, really wanted to pee on me, like if they like had to, like that was just something that they needed to get off their list, I would be fine if it was in the shower.
A little shower pee pee. That's fair.
Yeah.
Cause I don't think I'd be into like someone shitting on me. I don't think I could.
No. That is another level of just maladaptive serial killer behavior. That is, there's under no circumstance is that like something that's a normal fact. Like that is seriously so disturbed.
Like, well, it's an extreme one that makes you wonder, like, again, like, what has led you, what do you feel that you're missing in your life or that you had such an excess of that somehow this resonates with you as something that it's so, like, intense and sexual? Like, what is it?
Remember we had that guest come on, your friend. I can't remember her name right now.
Felicity?
No, it was not Felicity. I think she had dated someone in the fetish community.
Oh, Amy Covell.
Amy Covell. And she had talked about, like, I will never shame you, but you need to understand why you have this kink. Like, you can't just roam through the world not
shitting on people, putting your feet in people's buttholes.
Well, especially if things are, like, kind of really crazy or on the higher end. And apparently, okay, so what is the difference? Because she said something between, like, a fetish and a kink was, like,
I got you, dude. Okay. So a kink is something that is a want. A fetish is a need. So if you got a kink, you're like, ooh, I'm kind of into this. But it doesn't mean I need this to get off. It's just I enjoy this to be part of my sexual smorgasbord sometimes. Whereas a fetish is I need this. I need this to get off. I need this to climax. I need this to feel sexually fulfilled. So that is kink versus fetish.
Thank you.
At least from Amy's perspective. And then what I did a little bit of follow-up reading was like, okay, this resonates. A kink's like, ooh, neato. And fetish is like, I must.
Right. That makes sense.
So what are our thoughts?
That being said, yes, pee-pee people.
On people, pee-pee astrology. So what do we think? Name that sign.
God.
It's hard.
Here's the thing. It's like, again, I'm going based on personal experience here. And like, I know a Taurus that is into their partner asked them to pee on them. And they were like, yes.
Oh, okay. So that would be – interesting thing is that Tauruses are fixed signs. So that means they're kind of stubborn. But Tauruses like control. And they're kind of earthy. So a Taurus peeing on someone, I could kind of get, especially if it contributes to their foreplay.
Right.
So that's – huh. Okay. So, well, you know what? Let's define this then. Are we looking at the perspective of, let's look at it both ways. Who wants to be peed on and who would be
pee on someone.
In peeing on someone?
Okay. I think in terms of would pee on someone would be Taurus would pee on someone.
Okay.
I think, I'm trying to think of another dominant sign that would pee on someone.
Well, who do you think would be peed upon?
Who would be peed on?
Yeah.
Help.
I think Cancer would get peed on.
Oh.
Why do you say?
Because I think, like, there's such a, like, emotionally, like, soft sign that, like, the degradation there would be, like, good. Like, it just
they also want to please a partner.
Yeah, exactly. They want to make their partner happy, so they like would be like, oh, I'll let you pee on me.
Okay.
That wouldn't be, that'd be like compromising. That'd be like, who lets you pee on them, not someone who wants you to pee on them.
Yeah,
that's I don't really know who. I was trying to think along the territorial lines, could also from personal experience, because you know who would freaking like totally urinate on you, and I'm not going to say his name on here, but Croy, we both know who it is. Who's got Leo all down the middle?
I don't know.
What? You don't? Okay. His initials are AH. Put the pieces together.
Oh, God.
Armin Hammer.
Honestly, he's going through shit right now, apparently.
No, because here's the thing. This is what I really wanted to get to when I was talking about my 5-page paper on kinks before. Yes. I have a really I don't want to like take this too far off the rails here because, you know, we have a list to adhere to. But I just really feel very strongly about this theory that Virgo men, one, are never seeing heaven, two, are serial killers and are really into dominant shit. Like,
Megan, Virgo, you're not wrong. Honestly,
Virgo men are like Patrick Bateman. They're Patrick Bateman. And I think this whole thing with Mr. Armie Hammer, whether it's true or not, apparently it's true. So, wow. Yeah, that's one of his previous partners has come forward with some pretty damning evidence to say that that's pretty much true.
Oh,
that
are you aware of what we're talking about?
Yeah, he definitely wants to eat women.
Yeah. Army Hammer wants to eat a woman. Like, he wants to be, like, full-on Hannibal Lecter with these women. And from my previous dating history, dating a Virgo man, they are definitely just, like, they're prone to being dominant psychopaths.
It's funny because I know Virgos are mutable, so they're kind of adaptive. They'll bend. They're kind of people-pleasy. But why I can resonate with that is because if it's left unchecked and they're unhealthy, it manifests so deeply in control that I could see curtailing into like desires for dominance. Like some of that I definitely personally resonate with from my dating history of being like, okay, if the dude's not healthy and he doesn't feel good about himself, how they can get so scrutinous and so anxious and so desperate for something to hold on to that they could falter into that.
Well, here's the thing. So I've done on the Stereo app, I've done a bunch of shows for astrology and serial killers. And for the Virgo men, I have never seen worse serial killers. Like, you have your Sagittarian men who are pretty fucking awful. I'm going to tell you the truth. Like, you know, Ted Bundy, as a Sag, it hurts me deeply, but like, they're very aggressive. But the Virgos are different because the Virgos will make clothes out of you.
Yeah.
It's not the same thing.
Like Ed Gein, I'm going to make your chest into my lampshade. Yeah.
Literally a lamp. I will make you a nice hat out of your spleen.
I can find a man so dedicated.
Yeah. to make a lamp. You too. Oh, so committed. How does he have the time? So I will agree to a degree that Virgo men who are really unhealthy happen to exhibit their unhealthiness in kind of the worst way imaginable.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so then, Toddy, what do you think about who would actively be into peeing on someone and who would actively be into getting peed on?
Maybe I'm going to go with the Virgo dude. Maybe he would do it for control.
Getting peed on?
Peeing on someone. I don't think they would allow someone to pee on them. And then the person who would be down to get peed on, I'm trying to think of who kind of wants to be owned. Because if we're going with the territorial thing, like, who wants to be possessed?
Right.
In that way,
Cancers like to feel secure and like to feel
so. Maybe
Cancer. Yeah,
because I was like, I see Scorpio being so dominant. I can't see them being like, I can't wait to do this, but they are kinky. But I think Cancer is kind of a good in the middle place.
And so it's like a water sign, so water sports.
Ew. Hey, water sports.
I hate it.
It's a thing.
Did you say yours, Corey? I can't remember.
No, I would say that someone who would be into peeing on someone would be a Capricorn. I see.
That was also one of my thoughts.
There's something that's just like that little bit of God complexy there. That's like, I'm standing over you. I'm peeing down upon you. You're beneath me. But again, like kind of weird earthy thing to it. But they're also emotions are just like nicely packed away. So you're not really thinking about I'm peeing on someone I love or even just borderline like or hate. But then as for getting actually peed upon, it's funny because then until I thought about what insanely scrutinous clean freaks they are, I was going to say Virgo, but I don't think, I mean, they really like cleanliness and order. So I don't see that being a thing. But for getting peed on, I could see, honestly, Pisces or Cancer, because not just like I'm willing to do this, but like Pisces making like a weird thing about it of being like, oh, I've done this thing for my partner. Like we're so whatever. We're this, just having this idea of what it actually means and enjoying the submissiveness of it. But then the Cancer thing of like the possessy, like, yeah, claim me. So I don't know. I think maybe I'll say Cancer. So that way we got a three-way agreement here.
Yeah.
Three-way. I think then we had another one from a listener, Bridget. I can't remember what her handle is.
I think she's like, nope, I forgot.
Sorry, Bridget.
B-boy is something.
Cat ears. Which
cat
I feel like
ears?
Some guys are really into cat ears.
Boys?
What?
Like cat boys?
Cat boys. I don't know what cat boys are.
Welcome to life being too online. So a cat boy is like a typically feminine male. very like slim in body type, that wears like a little like dress and cat ears and little cattail.
Oh, I think she was intending on both parties. Like, why do we like little cats in general? Because I know there's also like that cat palace. Like there's, I forget where it was, but also something on the internet. I think I saw it on Vice, where there's like a whole little palace where these different kinds of cat women like sit there. And I guess they fuck you sometimes, or I think they just like walk around, or there's even like butt plugs that have like a little cat tail on it. So I think like there's definitely like a cat element that like people want to fuck.
Well, I think we need to settle in on, because there is the element of it that is, there's animal play. So people are into like the things that different animals can embody, and cats are like, right, sensuality and playfulness and like demure, but then also being like, I'm so saucy. But then there's because I know that listener, I'm like, okay, she's a little ingrained in like Comic-Con and weeb culture. So I'm like, is she just seeing it as like kawaii cuteness, innocence thing? So I think maybe if we lean more into like the inherent traits of an animal, who do you think would be most likely to be like, fuck yeah, I want someone to dress up as partially, but mostly embody the elements of a cat?
Well, it's funny because like, I was thinking of going the opposite direction and going into the innocence thing of like, because then that also plays into, in general, like the baby voice, like,
Papa.
And you're like,
oh, I hate that.
Then we're going into age play.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, because I feel like either way, maybe we can do both, but I feel like the other thing is kind of dominance. It kind of plays into dominance, which I feel like we kind of played into with the power, with the pee-pee play.
Pee-pee play. Well, I feel like people are really into the idea of taking someone's innocence and defiling something virginal.
Yeah, I guess definitely. I guess I understand. I think some people, they feel very confident. It's a lot easier to feel confident taking a virgin than taking someone who actually knows what's what.
There's something about it. I don't know. So, okay, well, let's do like, who do you think would be the most into like, ooh, you're a sexy, innocent little kitty cat? And then who do you think would be the most into, ooh, you are an actual kitty cat and I want to sexy you?
Ew.
Like, who enjoys demureness, meekness, and being not even in control of that, but who would the most enjoy exploiting something innocent?
Capricorn. That's like my
Sagittarius first male.
Ha! Huh, maybe.
Ooh, okay. I want to hear both. Why do you say Sagittarius male, Megan?
Because Sagittarius men are like super dominating and like just they think like their way or the highway, basically. So it's like, haha, I'm in charge of you now. And like,
ooh,
I can be aggressive with you.
And there is a childish streak to Sagittarian men. Like, they're like the Peter Pan syndrome.
Yeah.
Through and through. Like, male Sagittarians usually have Peter Pan syndrome. So I could see that being a playful side to them, even in that way. Like, because it sounds almost like child play in that, like, really gross way. Yeah.
I need somebody.
Not just anybody.
And then Capricorn?
I still think Capricorn. I don't know. There's something very... I don't know. Well, they're so ambitious and so strong-willed in that way. And I think that they would get pleasure from basically educating someone, but also they would feel more superior. Like, they would love feeling the dynamic.
Do you mean superior?
What?
Did you mean to say superior?
I'm sorry. That is exactly what I meant. Thank you.
Meow, meow. Meow,
meow. Yeah, me wow. So, yeah, I'm going to stick with, I like your reasoning, but I'm going to stick to Capricorn. I think they would really get off of that power play.
I feel like defiling innocence, I just feel like Scorpio is so into like darkness and transformation that they would see something pure and be like, I'm going to show you the fucking way.
And ooh, like, that sounds hot.
Yeah. I'm going to show you how to be an actual adult.
I can show you my nuts.
Fleshy, hairy, and dangly.
I think they're dangerous.
My dangerous nuts.
Dangerous nuts.
Is this not an album, everybody?
Okay, well then what about, who do you think would be like, you're basically an actual cat and I want to have sex with you because you're basically an actual cat?
Leo. I'm just kidding. I don't know.
No.
Hey, maybe.
Because they're cats.
Meow, meow. That's racist.
We are cat people.
Into it. Because I'm trying to think of what is like, because we have to dig down to the balls of this.
Hear so me
like,
out.
The yes. nuts of this.
Hear me out. The dangerous nuts of this. I, something about me just says Libra.
Okay. Because
it's like an aesthetic of like, you have a dingly bell, you have like kitty cat eyeliner. Cats are like elegant and graceful.
Yeah.
And so I feel like there's an air about it. And I don't think it has, I don't think in this respect, it has to do with submitting or dominating. I think it's kind of equal and balanced sexually, where you're just kind of like, you're a creature and I want to be like, I want to explore this creature and like take from it and give from it. So I'm going to say Libra.
I'm going to double down with you. I like Libra as an answer. I think that's a very interesting.
Yeah. I don't know enough about Libra to argue. Like, I truly, like, those are one of the signs where I know very, like, I've encountered very few Libras in my life. Like, I've
Thank not, God.
Yeah. You may be better off for that.
Yeah. Honestly, yes. Because, like, the only, like, Libra that I have, like, had any, like, sexual encounter with, he put his thumb in my butt without asking. So, like.
Oh, boo. Wait, what was his Mars? Do you know? For those who don't know, Mars is, like, sex, aggression, whatever.
Do you remember?
I did not chart this man because I was, honestly, after that date, I sent that boy packing. And I was like, okay.
Good for you.
Time to get out of my house.
Good.
Dude, that should be a nice transition for us, is like butt play, because that's a huge fetish. I'm and I also really hate when guys try to do that shit without telling me.
I don't know if that one could even be pinned down to one sign, because I've had so many different guys like approach that subject with me, and very different signs. Like one of them was a Sagittarius, one of them was a Cancer.
But then let's say this, because I think we've talked about before how the idea of just getting to do anything in the butt is taboo. So people are just into it. So what if we specify, we get really close down. Toddy, do you want to say maybe something that's like people who are all of a sudden eating ass out of nowhere?
Ass eating is huge.
Okay, so let's hone in on ass eating. Who do you think would genuinely be like, I want to chow down on your butthole?
Scorpio.
With no hesitation.
No, I don't think Scorpio is an ass eater.
Why?
I do. I'm going to tell you why.
Okay, it's tell me off. Why. Yeah.
Because the guy I knew.
See, it's so easy to just go based off personal experience and be like, I know, okay, but
you couldn't, because there's many layers to there. And unless you've, you know, had the gamut of all these different dudes to know, like, oh, consistently I've had 8 guys who are Scorpios want to eat ass. Like, it's hard to
be. We have to be subjective for science.
I know, but here's why. So hear me out. Okay. I have more thoughts.
Okay.
My thoughts are, I think that a Scorpio, male or female, is going to want to be all-encompassed and want to be all-encompassing. I don't think that they are going to, like, shy away from a part of the body. I think they're more in tune with, like, the natural, raw sexual energy. So I don't think of them thinking of it as taboo. Mm. It's like, this is a part of your body and I want every part of your body.
They just want to explore all the holes, is what you're saying. That's they want to pretty much come in somebody's body.
Well, you know what? Oh my God, here. Oh, let me tell you. I dated a Scorpio, and God, I wish I hadn't, but I dated a Scorpio who at some point we were just casually hanging out, and he's like, if you ever get the urge, just go ahead and throw some fingers in my butt. And I was like, I won't be doing that. I won't. But what makes you say that? And he's like, I don't know. I mean, you know, I'm just me. You can just go in there. So I'm like, I'm actually going to go ahead and agree that, you know, they're not afraid of the taboo, and they really are investigative and open to anything sexually. So, like, I'll sit with you on this, but I'm really curious to hear what Megan has to say.
Yeah. Okay. So like, the only two signs at this point that have both been into ass play were very different signs, very different chart compositions. I don't even know, like, both had different motivating factors coming into it too. Like, the first one was definitely like a dominance thing and just like wanted to be in charge and like wanted to, you know, just be dominating in all forms. Mm-hmm. And then the second guy just is very experimental and like wants to try different things and try new things with a new person and explore different avenues.
Okay.
So it's like, and the first one, the dominance one, he's a Sagittarius. The experimental guy is a Cancer.
Well, that seems like a water sign thing seems to be a little bit more experimental.
And his Mars is, God, hold on.
You told me before. I can't remember right now. Though, was it Virgo? No.
I feel like water signs. I mean, I feel like water and air to me, I feel like Earth maybe is the least likely to experiment. But I feel like something about water is like, I will experiment for connection. I feel like air will experiment because they don't have the conscience to guide them otherwise. And I feel like fire will do it because they're like, yeah, let's fucking try it. Like, why not? Like, just impulse. But then Earth is just over there like, let's think about it.
let's think about it. Take a
minute.
Let's
think about it.
Well, Taurus are bougie bitches. So
yeah.
But Taurus are also slow as hell lovers, and they're slow as fuck to come around to stuff. So if you're like, hey, I want to slide in your butt, they'd be like, all right, you know what? I'm going to ponder this for about 4 months, and then I'll get back to you with a thought.
I'll take it with corporate.
Yeah,
we'll take it with ladder. We'll bring this issue to HR and get back to you.
I'll get it notarized. Don't worry about it. We'll figure it out. A
couple business days.
Oh, Taurus, you gentle, sensual soul.
So wait, so what are you saying, Megan? Because both me and Croy are, I guess, kind of coming to an agreement on potentially Scorpio for heavy butt stuff. So what would be your one down, throw down?
That I would fully lean on to?
Yes,
yes. Mm. Yes.
Mm.
Yes. I'm going to say Sagittarius men.
Okay. Ooh. I mean, check that for me too.
They are dominating and they are also in just like, they're unconventional.
They are. They're explorers.
Yeah. So explorers, I'm going to say they're going to want to explore the butthole.
Cavern.
Explore the butthole.
Explore the butthole.
Now, okay, I've actually got one on the list that I'm like, I kind of hope that we all immediately fall onto the same page. Because in my head, I'm like, there is one answer for who is the best for this.
Okay.
So impact play, like hitting, spanking, stuff like that, whips, paddles, crops. Who do you think is most likely to enjoy basically beating their partner? Because my money's on Aries.
I would say Aries!
Yeah,
it's got to be God of War.
God of War, God of beating women, just doing
God.
It.
Ugh.
I want to say Aries, but the three Aries that I have hooked up with, were all
patterns.
Yeah. Oh man, I have a thing for Aries men to my own detriment. Just really sad for me.
Run away.
Yeah, my feelings have gotten hurt multiple times. They were pretty soft, actually. They were, like, not so, like, they would, like, pull my hair and stuff, but not, like, the extreme. Like,
Aries I know, too, are actually the male ones. Shocking. Like, Aries women that I know are, like, aggressive as fuck. The Aries men I know are rather docile. So I think we might mean Aries Mars is an absolute
Aries Mars. Mars. Yeah, because I think for me, the sign that I'm going to go on for sun sign for hitting is Sagittarius. Men. 100%.
You know what? I guess 100%. I could do that as well. I mean, it's just another reactivity and impulse, but that's the one that's most prone in Mars to actually having explosive and anger problems.
Yeah.
They're also, that's like the serial killer Mars, that and Gemini Mars. Sorry, Megan.
I am not a serial killer. I have never considered murder.
I've never said that you were. I'm saying you have the Mars of a serial killer. Calm down.
You also have the Mars of my mom, and she's a serial killer. I'm just kidding.
And my mother is a serial killer.
Megan, are you my mom?
No. Yeah.
No way.
We're all related, finally. It's happened.
It's finally happened.
I was thinking maybe hitting, I don't know why, I'm thinking Gemini.
I was just going to say, you know who hasn't come up shockingly is Gemini, because you know those fuckers are flitting around everywhere doing everything. So, like, what do you think? No, it doesn't even have to be this one. It could be if it is, like, in your head. But, like, what do you think would be a Gemini kink?
Ooh, a Gemini King. Threesomes.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, my fucking God. You're right.
But, like, yeah. Truly. But also, it's funny because they're the twin. But
threesomes with your twin. There it is.
That's what everybody wants. That's apparently in the depths of Pornhub. That's exactly what everybody wants.
They do.
According to stats.
Yeah.
I definitely think that either swinging or things with, like, multiple partners, I think I would put into Gemini. Why I'm not into Gemini.
They also really like to keep things light. So I don't see anything that would be really super deeply connective or penetrative. I wonder if they would get off on cuckolding, because it's like, ooh, there's my partner over there. I guess I love them, but also there's three of us. Nice.
Yeah.
Yay.
I think Gemini would also be into a double penetration.
Yes. Ooh. Come on. That is right on the nose, but yes. Yes.
No, that is so true.
Two personalities and they got two holes, so might as well.
throw it down. I don't think I can think of anything else that would be Gemini related off the top of my head.
I could see them getting into I see them as somebody who would readily explore a lot of kinks, as long as none of them are too, like, in depth or anything crazy like that. But I think something where the stakes are consistently raised throughout the evening. So maybe, like, ropes or, like, knife play, where it's not just like, here, you're getting hit.
Angelina Jolie, famous Gemini, into knife play.
Hey!
What was a Cancer? What am I, drunk?
She might be a cuspian.
Yeah, she might be.
Is she a cuspian? Hold on. I'm going to get my intern to look that up.
Yeah, please send it up to corporate.
Hold on 1 second. Dave, I need you. Yeah, look up Angelina Jolie's birthday for me. Thank you.
Oh, she is a Gemini. I'm drunk. Everybody calm down. Dave. Hi.
Thanks, Dave. I appreciate it.
Yeah, she's June 4th, too, so she's definitely a Gemini. Aries, Moon. Gemini, Mercury, Cancer, Venus, Aries, Mars. So she
beats men.
She beats men.
That's so fascinating. But I mean, like, yeah, because there's, like, okay, you can hit somebody and you can hit harder and harder, but if it's pretty much like the same stimulation over and over, it just will eventually kind of numb out. So I was thinking maybe knife play or ropes, because it's like, okay, here's a small knife. Now I'm dragging it across you. Here's a big knife. I'm going to, like, potentially, like, pretend to threaten you with it. So there's, like, it's like stimuli that grows in, it's still staying different while being inherently the same, but it, like, climbs a staircase of intensity and difference as you proceed with the same thing.
Yeah, I can see that.
That's my thoughts. I do want to, like, okay, wait, hold on. Let me think. Okay, so we had some Capricorns. We had Aquarians, Pisces, Aries, Taurus, Gemini. Oh, you know what? We really didn't have one for Leo that we stuck to. What do you think would be a Leonic kink? Because I think it would be getting watched. I don't think it'd be watching other people.
Getting recorded while having sex.
Leo's, they just want to be seen.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Hair pulling.
Hair pulling for fucking sure. They love their hair, but public was, that's smart. And that's also right on the money. I can't relate.
I had two that I wanted to go over, and I'm not sure which one, but I think that either of them should be mentioned because they're interesting. Well, okay. So one's a little bit more mild. We have foot fetish. Because that's, like, very popular.
I have thoughts on foot fetishes.
And the other one was diaper play.
Okay.
Jeez.
Hear me out.
Like, king shame.
I really
gearing up.
I will stand by Pisces for foot fetishes, because I've looked at enough astrology charts now where when they talk about the house of Neptune, where they talk about Pisces, it's always talking about erogeny in the feet. So I really feel like Pisces would be into that. Also, who's got a fucking police station? Like,
I know.
I'm sorry. I am just... this is like living in the urban areas, ladies and gentlemen.
That's
you
all right.
Gotta deal with the police. They're coming to arrest me, actually. They're coming to jail me.
After this podcast, I get it.
For these filthy foul things. Yeah.
Tell Dave to have them leave a memo for you, and then you'll get arrested later.
I also want to add to the Pisces thing with feet. Jesus Christ was a Pisces, and really into getting his feet washed.
Well, that's interesting, but also there's no definitive proof that he's a Pisces.
No, Jesus Christ is a Pisces.
No, he's not. I've done so many research on this.
Mr. Christ is a Pisces.
Mr. Christ, Professor
Jesus. If you honestly believe that a Capricorn would die for anyone's sins.
No. I think a Pisces would. Hot damn.
I've done a lot of research on this because I think it was one of my serious sessions during the holidays. I charted St. Nicholas, who is a Pisces. I charted the Grinch. I charted Scrooge. And I charted Christ, and there's like four different, Christmas is none of them. Christmas has not got a shot in hell for being his birthday, but there was a time in March, but it was late March. So it actually made him an Aries. And there was a time in October, which would have made him a fucking Libra.
I'm sorry. I'm just trying to imagine Jesus as an Aries up on the cross, like, go on, do me.
Get her down. Put another hole in you, see if I can.
Yeah, you won't. Except for a Pisces would be up there like, hey, guys, I did my best. And I'm pretty bummed about this, but I tried. Yeah.
So here's
the thing. I'm going to
say that like my expertise comes from 12 years of Catholic school.
And 12 so I years think of feet.
Yeah, I think I'm kind of a professional here as far as like knowing a foot guy and knowing Jesus and knowing the Bible to a certain degree.
I know a foot guy when I see him.
And I know a foot guy when I see one. And I think Jesus Christ is a foot guy.
I like that the only compromise that we have not been able to mount today is if Jesus is a foot guy.
He spent like all of the disciples washing his feet. Like, this dude is a freak.
No, he's definitely a foot guy. I just don't know if he's a Pisces.
He's a Pisces who loves feet.
I can confidently say, with knowing very little about Jesus's birthday, that he's 100% a Pisces who loves feet.
Yeah, I think we just gotta stick with that one.
It must have been so hard when he was nailed to the cross through his feet. That must have been really hard on him.
It must have been highly erotic.
Yeah, it must have been the best day of his life.
Oh my God, we're all going to get hunted by God or some church soon.
Smited, dear, smited.
Either that or we're going to get hunted by people who agree with the feet and want to touch our feet. We got to watch out for that too.
Well, you know, we're not all on greatfeet.com or whatever, but Croy is.
Hey, so it's wikifeet.com and I have a very good rating.
Tati. It's WikiFeet.
It's WikiFeet?
Yeah, it's WikiFeet.
I just think, like, as funny as life is really just full of so many small miracles, because I was literally just talking about giving a foot job today. As a joke. I was just like, wouldn't it be funny if I jerked you off my feet? And then...
I always say that to my friends.
Yeah.
To my mom.
Laugh. Wouldn't it be funny if I jerked you off my feet? Like, it's just, but yeah, I'm just going to go fully back to the original statement that I was making that Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, was a Pisces and a foot guy at the same damn time.
If y'all will allow me really quick to jump back for a second, I didn't mean to come across this, but I found it. So Armie Hammer, there's actually something called vororaphilia, which is arousal to eating another person's body parts.
Ew.
Okay.
Vororaphilia.
Virgo. I mean, just...
Is he a Virgo?
Yes, he's a Virgo man. He's a Virgo man.
He's never seen heaven.
Go back to my 5-page presentation on why Virgo men are the most depraved of all the... Like, when I tell you, the sex I had with a Virgo man was so, like... emotionally disturbing, like reflecting back on
it. Oh my God.
Reflecting back on it. First of all, direct eye contact, locked eye contact, no looking away, and just like a just pure primal aggression. Just like probably the most uncomfortable sex I've ever had in my life, just because I was like, I feel like I'm not in this room right now. I feel like this is
for you. It's for someone
else. Here, I guess.
And honestly, yeah. I fucking relate to that a lot, like a lot more. When you started talking, I was like, oh yeah, kind of. But the more you talked, I was like, oh yeah. And I think Virgos repress just as hard as most water signs. And because it's logical repression and they're just spinning their wheels constantly, I could see how they would just mind fuck themselves into some weird shit.
Yeah, they are not in a human headspace when they are fucking someone. That is not human.
You know what is fun? I just found a fun one. I would like to broach. I would like to see. First of all, I want to know if either of you have ever found this erotic or if anyone's ever tried it on you, it's called nasolingus, arousal to sucking on a person's nose.
Nope.
That sounds uncomfortable.
Nope. Yeah.
I'm not into that.
No, thank you. Here, you know what? We've got this weird list. Let's just go down and instead of assigning astrology to it for the moment, just give me a hard and fast yes or no. Would you try it?
Okay. Okay. You do one. I'll do one because I have the same list up.
Okay. So first and foremost. Ooh. All right. Frotteurism. Arousal to touching a stranger surreptitiously in a crowded place.
Sure.
What?
So basically going up to a stranger and kind of like trying to stroke their vagina or boob or butthole or something.
Yeah, so molesting someone in public.
Yeah, I'm not into the non-consent aspect of that, but if it was like, I don't know, I guess, but that would go into like the,
If it says surreptitiously, I'm wondering if it's like, it's like basically the baby steps to the Mile High Club where like, you're both kind of like, let's do this, but I don't know you. So I think let's lean more on that. Of like a chance encounter with no conversation where you're both just like, ooh, we're going to touch each other.
It doesn't say touch genitals, does it?
Touching a stranger.
Okay, so that might just mean like brushing against them.
Okay, well then do you ever consider yourself getting hot and heavy if you've made accidental shoulder checks in a Publix?
No, I can only choose violence after that.
What? Like, I am so physical. I have found, I forgot what happened. I think I was somewhere and someone had just moved me. Like, I didn't know who they were. And I knew I was like super on the edge, whatever, because this person who I was absolutely unattracted to, like just took my shoulders and moved me to the side. And I was like,
and that made you like pop a boner?
Yeah, I popped a biggie, a fatty.
Chub.
No, I just was like, I got tingles from it. Like, I really.
Oh, that would make me. Do you know how physically I almost got hit by a city bus once and someone yanked me out of the way to like move me. First of all, they were being dramatic. I was fine. I was like nowhere. I was like in a place where like I would have been steered clear of getting hit by this bus.
Totally.
But this person felt the need to physically pull me backward. And the primal rage, the amount, okay, maybe I do have a serial killer Mars because in that moment I considered murdering this man.
Gemini Mars.
Yeah, I guess so. Because I was I was so physically angry that this man had touched me and moved me. Like when I used to work at the theme parks, had strangers like come up to me and like grab me to get my attention, and just the deep rage, the deep just like I'm like Krakatoa when that happens. I just
crack your toa.
Yeah.
Hey. Oh, is that a good finish? Because Jesus has thoughts.
Ha.
Okay.
Pisces. Yeah, I guess. So it's like I wouldn't say that's something I would seek out, but I feel like, especially if, so imagine someone was like attractive. Everything always changes when you're super attracted to them.
Yes, it does.
So you see them like maybe at a Starbucks or something. I don't know, Croy. And you know, and they've got great hair or something, an arm tattoo or something. So, and then they just happen to like brush against your like wrist or something, like kind of like Jane Austen, Bridgerton time. And you're like, feels good.
It does feel good. Yeah. Especially if you feel them chemistry tingles, boy, oh boy. Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Like in that case, yes, I would probably be like, interesting.
I don't think it's the worst. Yeah. I mean, of all the ones that we've looked at, I don't think it's the worst.
Yeah.
But, no. Okay. So I'll have another one.
Okay.
So, okay. This one is, I think it's Kniz Melania.
God bless you.
Arousal to being tickled.
No.
I get the tickle fetish. Weirdly enough, of all the things that I don't understand, I understand the tickle fetish. I get
it.
Because it's like you're being restrained. It's an involuntary reaction that you cannot control, and you are out of your control. And that's you're surrendering your control to someone else in that situation when you're being tickled.
Interesting. I don't like it.
I'm like into it or like I understand it.
Yeah, no, when you put it that way, it's like, okay, I can at least wrap my head around it. I fucking would sooner kill someone than be tickled, but like I get that. All right. Well, then what are your thoughts on stygiophilia? Arousal, and Toddie's going to like this one. I already know she's into this one. Arousal to the thought of hellfire and damnation.
What?
What? Yeah, throw me in a cavern.
Punch Claude Frollo from Hunchback and Notre Dame? Like,
that's exactly what I thought.
Hellfire! Fire!
I think that, Frollo. I feel like people, and you, I think you would actually have a really interesting perspective on this, because I feel like people, this has got to resonate for people who have either lived so hard in Catholic guilt or who were raised so deeply in religion that there's something that like morphs into a fetish about it. I don't know. Like, have you ever found literally anything about religion so awful that it was, that it like came full circle and then became like intriguing? Yeah.
Yeah. No, I can't say the concept of like being doomed for all eternity was ever something where I'd be like, yeah, this really gets my goat.
But I wonder about hellfire. Because it's very specifically hellfire and not just regular fire.
Okay. So here's the thing. Like, I think, you know, banging a demon or something like that, like a succubus, would be kind of
hot. Yeah.
That's interesting to me. Like a creature that exists just for you to get your nut. That's awesome. That's really cool. I am on board with that. I co-sign that. That's fine. You know, getting it on with the devil, I also think that's pretty damn cool. It's pretty cool. Like, it's the king of all evil. Like, that's, and hooking up with the Grim Reaper. Also cool. Used to do that in The Sims a lot. I think that's probably
good.
But I think just the concept of your soul being punished forever, that is not, there's no sexual nature to that.
I don't know. I wonder if it's like a, ooh, you're like, to me it immediately boils down to like, this is a like ultimate weird darkness and control thing of like, you don't have a say, like you're going down to this weird, dark, spooky place. So I wonder if it's like, I don't know, like it's something I just don't vibe with at all, but I'm like, I want to understand it.
Yeah.
Oh no.
I feel like I can get behind it of all the ones, especially because I think for me, since the idea of damnation and hellfire isn't really like a structural thing in my life, like there's no fear associated. So I think it's just like, it's like a role play. It's like crazy shit. It's very dark and it's very intense. Like hellfire and damnation is like so epic, you know? So I feel like that kind of doomsday kind of apocalyptic concept is just so heightened. It's like trauma bonding.
Some Scorpio shit.
That's some Scorpio shit. Yeah, love for the occult. Yeah. You bet.
Yeah.
Trying to see. This one's weird, but I said before, I think that Croy would get down for this one.
What?
Actoresti, arousal to the sun's rays.
Aww. I mean, I don't look up at the sun and think, oh, well, now I've got to fuck. But it definitely, like, being in warmth, it feels, like, radiant and energetic. And I wonder, do you relate, Megan? Because I know that Leo is, like, ruled by the sun.
Okay, this is so interesting. I literally just had this conversation, like, an hour ago about, like, being in the sun. I will curl up in a little ball in front of a sunbeam like an actual cat in a house. Aww. I will do that. Aww. I have literally laid on my floor in a sunbeam to take a nap.
Absolutely.
That feels good. That's sweet vitamin D.
You'll win the Leo.
Do I like to lay out in the sun in the summer, like on the beach? No. That is a goth nightmare. That is just like absolutely just super no bueno for me. Like, I don't like to get like, I don't like to bake like a little potato like that. That just does not feel good.
Oh, I want to bake like a potato.
But I do love a little nap in front of a sunbeam. That is my Leo cat feline like energy for sure. Like if like I get to lay, you know, in a little bit of the warmth of the sun and from a window, that is just chef's kiss. That is perfect.
But it's good for a nap. But when you're laying there, all of a sudden you're like, well, now I've got to fuck.
Yeah, no, I would never that. Nope. That's sleepy time. You don't interrupt my sleepy. Like, because the thing is, like, if I'm tired, this is just not happening. This is
don't,
not starting.
Don't mess with Megan when she's tired. Like, I gotta say, that's another time for Krakatoa to come out.
Good
for Mars to erupt. Like, do not mess with a sleepy Megan.
Yeah, it's just like, I just like, I'm not a person when I'm tired. Like, I'm as most people tend to be. But like, yeah, I'm just a cranky little girl. Like, I just. Like, don't want to be touched. Like we've touched and I have this conversation before. Like, morning sex is just usually a non-starter for me because I am still waking up. I am still, it's like those old TVs when you turn them on and they take really long to like
fucking thank you. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, that's me. I just like, listen, I'm still processing the morning. Let me get used to reality again. Jesus Christ. I don't
know if I ask, Corey, are you into morning sex? I'm trying to get into this whole astrology thing too. I'm curious.
That's so funny. Cause like, I will come right back to that. But Megan, the way I explained it to Tati in the last episode, cause I totally relate to that, is like starting up an MDOS computer where it takes like 2 minutes of like hawing and humming around. And then you're like, all right, now that I'm good to go, like, let's do this. But morning sex, I'm like scared of the idea of somebody waking me up by already doing sexual things to me, which I know is a fantasy for some people, but I don't like that. But in the morning, like if it's too close in the morning or too late at night, when I'm like, I've already made the decision that I'm sleepy, or I've made the decision I'm starting my day, you have got to get the fuck out of my way. I'm not thinking about you. Like, I just need to do what I need to do to either get comfy and acquainted with the day or to get ready and fall asleep. So it's not that I'm not into morning sex, but it would be like we wake up and lay in bed for half an hour and now like, okay, I have the wherewithal for you.
Right. I have warmed up to the idea. Exactly. I'm very into it.
That's interesting. That's why
I'm like a wake up and go person.
Yeah, sure.
Really?
Yeah, really. I'm obviously I have to be into the person. Like, I guess that goes without saying for anybody.
Sure.
But if, yeah, I love that. Especially like I'm very organized with my time. So it's like, if I have like allotted this time, like let's say 12 hours, you're going to come over at 8 p.m. You're going to leave, I guess that'd be longer, 10 a.m. or whatever. Like that's our time to be together. So I don't need to worry about anything else. And so if I wake up and like instantaneous, like I'm so into that. The thing that bums me out is usually I have to pee in the morning. So I got to get that done first. Otherwise I'm going to die.
Super
loops it back around to the piss fetish. You just gotta find someone that wants you to pee on them.
Two birds, one stone.
Thank you, Maggie. Thank you for the advice. And I'm gonna say no, thank you.
Well, then I'd like to wrap it up with this one because I saw this one and I audibly gasped. It's called autoplushophilia. Arousal to oneself dressed as a giant cartoon-like stuffed animal. And I don't know why. In my head, I was like, that's some Aquarius or some.
That's what I was just saying. That's Aquarius bullshit. That is some fucking Aquarius bullshit. Like, wow.
Well, I was like, okay, maybe it's Leo because you're, like, getting off to yourself. But it's so fucking weird that it has to be Aquarian.
I mean, Leos and Aquarians are sister signs.
Then opposite. Or what is it? Opposition?
Hilarious.
Yeah. Polarity.
Oh, interesting. I didn't realize that was the polarity for whatever reason. I never put like the pieces together.
I feel like I tell you this like once a month. We have this conversation about Leo and Aquarius.
Well, we do because you and me both have like big beef.
Yeah.
Beefaroni supreme?
I would like to meet most Aquarians in an alleyway and just throw hands. The only one that deserves protection and my respect is Megan Thee Stallion.
I remember you sent me that person. I was like, no, dude, I will not date this chart. So me and Megan, and often me and Croy as well, will play a astrology Russian roulette where we send them a blind astrology chart. They don't know who it belongs to. And we say, would you not have sex or like date this person based on their chart?
A lot of no's.
It's usually a lot of no's. Yeah. I would say on my behalf, I say yes more than I say no.
Maybe you do. Because really, for me, what I've noticed with Megan is you focus highly on the Venus. If the Venus is somewhat compatible, you'll almost let anything else slide.
Yep. Absolutely.
For me, I'm like,
I started to notice that like Venus for me is huge. Moon signs, it's interesting because like the person I'm seeing currently has a Pisces moon. And
Croy.
Normally, sorry, Croy, I am not great with Pisces moon because I have a Gemini moon. So, like, for me, emotions and feelings are just, like,
pass.
Like, yeah, it's just a hard thing
to do.
Like, the thought of crying in front of someone that I'm just getting to know would literally make me want to just pull off my fingernails one by one with pliers.
Oh, God.
Well, me and Corey got these water moons, and we're throwing up right now. We're crying.
Yeah, no, I can't. Like, I literally just had a conversation with my roommate, like, a few days ago about the concept of crying in front of another person and how I'm just, like, just, I cry a lot. Like, that's not to say I don't cry, but it's, like, involuntary, like, I'm vomiting. And I'm just like, oh, God, no, it's not stopping. Please make it stop.
Oh, Megan, you would explode in our house. It's just like a way of life where we'll just walk in and see someone like brooding and crying in a papasan. And you're just like, oh, hey, you want some?
Oh, no. Okay. I have too many Virgo and Gemini placements for that. I'd be like, I'd whip out a broom and just be like, there. Just like pet them from afar with the broom.
There.
I'm like, did you do anything? Water, juice, and then like leave the room until they're done crying. And then I come back and then I like offer advice. But like in the moment when someone is crying.
Old roommate tree. I can't.
I was just going to say that fucking toadstool. I can't believe.
Oh, was he a Virgo?
He was a Virgo. He was a Virgo.
He was a Virgo sun, Libra moon.
Wow.
Ew. You're right. I remember that now because I came. I don't know if I told you, Megan. This is when I was going through the big bad breakup, and he came home. I was in the middle of the floor. I had just savagely and dramatically killed a cockroach, like a movie. Like I found something to kill it, and I was so overwhelmed by all of my emotions that I killed it till it was dust. I mean, I just like
powder. Yeah.
Sobbing. Then Shri comes in, opens the door, sees me crumbled on the floor, and just goes, "Okay." And then leaves.
Just walks in and walks right out.
Like, this is out of my jurisdiction as your friend. Good night.
No, he like walked over her like a puddle.
Yeah, literally, because I didn't expect him to come home. I wasn't trying to be disrespectful. But I was like in the pathway. Yeah. So he had to walk over me.
Oh God. If I came home to someone crying, obviously, I'm not a monster. I'd be like, oh my God, what's wrong? But like, there's so little I can do. That's how I feel. Like, I really don't know what you want from me. Like, I remember, oh God, my best friend, poor baby boy. He had just broken up with another one of my best friends. So I was already in a very weird situation.
Mm.
He was sleeping over. We were going to bed. And he starts crying next to me in bed. Just stop. This poor, sweet angel is just, like, shaking, crying. And I didn't know what to do. I rolled over and just, like, put my arm around him and just, like, started to snuggle him. Because I was like, I don't know what else to do here. I'm not equipped for this. And, like, rubbing his back and, like, that was all I could do. And then, like, I remember him because he's a Scorpio with an Aries.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. The emotions.
Oh, yeah. So, like, and then the next day he was, like, annoyed with me because I felt like he felt like it wasn't, like, he was like, why didn't you ask me how I was, like, what was wrong? And I was like, I don't know. Like, what do you want me to do here?
No. So, if he wants someone to fucking talk about, then he could just bring it up. Bullshit exactly. Scorpio shit.
Yeah.
No. Bullshit Scorpio shit.
I won't hear that shit. Memoir. It sounds like you did honestly think you got a fucking you got emotion in your Leo. They're givers and they're caring. So like you did your best with that Gemini moon, goddammit. You did your best.
I did my best. My Gemini moon was screaming at the wheel. But I did my best.
Jesus, take it.
Yeah.
I feel like this has all been very eye-opening.
I'm so happy we've discovered so much. We've learned about each other, even family to family. I feel honored.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I'm glad.
Well-rounded talk.
Fuck yeah. Thank you so much for coming on to the show. This has been a really fun episode.
Thanks for having me, guys. I enjoyed it.
Hell yeah. Is there anything you want to plug before we weasel off?
No, just follow me on Twitter. That's my main source of entertainment. That's pretty much my output for all the content that I do. At Megan's the Worst, Megan with an H. Very important.
Is it M-E-G-H-A-N?
Yes, M-E-G-H-A-N. Like the former royal Miss Meghan Markle.
Oh, what a thing.
Oh, we'll have to talk about royal stuff later. I've been watching The Crown like a nightmare. All right. Been charting them too, dude. Oh, that'll be another episode.
That will be another episode. But for now, we'll wrap up our kinks and fetishes by saying thank you for checking out Snatch 22 Podcast. Find us on Patreon, Instagram, Facebook, all that shit. It's going to be Snatch 22 Podcast. But thanks for tuning in. I'm Croy.
And I'm Tatiana.
See you next week. Be sure to come for the books and astrology.